You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 431, covering week 37, September 8th to 14th, 2025. The first alpha release of FreeBSD 15.0 has been prepared. Installation builds are available for AMD 64, PowerPC 64LE, ARCH 64, and RISC-V 64 architecture. The release is scheduled for December 2nd, upgrading to the 15.0 Alpha 1 branch from past versions with the help of the FreeBSD update utility has not yet been implemented. Starting with the FreeBSD 15 branch, the support period of major branches is reduced from 5 to 4 years, and new major branches will be formed every 2 years. Intermediate versions will be developed as part of a fixed development cycle involving the publication of new versions in one branch approximately every 6 months instead of once a year. In the official announcement, there is reference to the release notes with an incorrect list of changes. This refers to changes in the 14.x branch relative to the release of 14.0, i.e. old data transferred from previously published notes to release 14.1, 14.2, and 14.3. The release of the classic initialization system, SysVinit 3.15, which was widely used in Linux distributions in times before systemd and Upstart, is available. It continues to be used in distributions like Devoan, Slackware, Debian, GNU/Herd, and AntiX. The code is written in C and is distributed under GPLv2 license. The new version of SysVinit only changes the man page, quote, patched manual page for run level command. This cleans up formatting and white space, end quote. In addition, the project has been moved from GitHub to Codeberg hosting. The release of the anonymous network I2P 2.10.0 and C++ client I2PD 2.58.0 is out. I2P is a multi-layered anonymous distributed network running on top of the ordinary internet, actively using end-to-end encryption guaranteeing anonymity and isolation. The network is built in P2P mode and is formed due to resources provided by network users, which allows you to do without the use of centrally managed servers. In the I2P network, you can anonymously create websites and blogs, send instant messages and emails, share files, and create P2P networks. I2P clients are used to build and use anonymous networks for client-server and P2P I2P. The basic I2P client is written in Java and can work on a wide range of platforms such as Windows, Linux, macOS, Solaris, etc. I2PD is an independent implementation of the I2P client in C++ and is distributed under a modified BSD license. The developers of Alma Linux announced the decision to have the CRB Code Ready Builder repository turned on by default via an update at Alma Linux OS 10.0 on 2025-09-09, while Alma Linux OS Kitten 10 has had it enabled by default since the update on 2025-08-27. They have included code to disable the feature. The CRB repository provides a selection of packages that by default is not offered in Red Hat Enterprise Linux, such as developer applications, additional libraries, and strapping, as well as packages with debugging data, documentation, header files, static, and code examples. Among other things, the CRB has libraries used as dependencies in repository packages, EPEL, extra packages for Enterprise Linux. Since the CRB was not enabled by default, installation of some packages from EPEL went down to dependency hell path that Red Hat is known for. Red Hat's back office from general and administrative departments such as lawyers, HR, financiers, and accountants will be transferred to IBM in 2026. The migration will affect ordinary employees and technicians who provide support for them, but the management of the transferred teams will remain with Red Hat. Red Hat will also have engineers and employees responsible for the production of products, sales, and marketing from a new group, Strategy and Operations. Currently, about 19,000 employees are employed at Red Hat, and it is not yet clear how many of them will be retrenched in the processes carried out at IBM to consolidate the functions of back office and the abolition of duplicate positions. In January, IBM forecasts annual savings of $3.5 billion, partly due to job cuts. Red Hat has functioned as a separate and independent division since the acquisition by IBM in 2019. The developers published the release of the real-time strategy game Warzone 2100 4.6.0. The game was originally developed by Pumpkin Studios and released into the market in 1999. In 2004, the source code was opened under the GPLv2 license, and the development of the game was continued by the community. Both a single-player game against bots and multiplayer network games are supported. Packages are prepared for Ubuntu, Windows, and macOS. PeerTube 7.3, designed to create independent, decentralized video hosting and video broadcasting systems, alternative to services such as YouTube, Dailymotion, and Vimeo, is out. The content distribution network created with PeerTube is based on linking visitors' browsers and the use of P2P communications. The project code is distributed under the AGPLv3 license. PeerTube allows you to run your own server to distribute videos and connect it to the general federated network. Visitors help in the delivery of content and have the ability to subscribe to channels and receive notifications about new videos, no matter which server they use. The federated network of PeerTube is formed as a community of interconnected small video hosting servers, each of which has its own administrator and adopts its own rules. The first beta release of the Term.Everything utility has been published, which allows you to display any graphics applications inside the window with a terminal emulator. Among other things, the program allows you to run the graphical applications in the terminal when accessing a remote system via SSH. The project code is distributed under the AGPLv 3.0 license, written in the TypeScript language, and is executed using the Bun platform. Ready-made builds are available in app image format. Term.Everything uses the Wayland protocol, which directs the output not to the screen, but into the terminal window. The ANSI library is used to convert images to the appropriate Unicode symbols with ANSI sequences that simulate graphics in the terminal via the CHAFA library. Key presses and mouse movements events in the terminal are broadcast into the Wayland input events. On terminals that support the extension for output of raster graphics like Kitty, Ghosty, Console, WesTerm, and iTerm2, one can get really good display to the point where even playing Doom is possible. Stamos Networks has published a specialized distribution, ClearNDR 1.0, previously named CELCS, designed to deploy detection and prevention systems for detecting and preventing network incursions, as well as organizing the response to identified threats and monitoring the security of the network. Users are given a ready-made solution to manage network security, which can be used immediately after downloading. The distribution supports live mode and can launch in virtualization or container environments. The project is distributed under the GPLv3 license. The distribution is built on Debian and uses an open Suricata attack detection system. The data coming from different sources is stored in the OpenSearch store. To track the current state and identified incidents, a web interface is used, implemented on top of Kibana. The distro also uses the Archive network, package capture, storage, and indexing system, an interface for estimating EVBox events, and FluentD data collector. With the release of Ubuntu 25.10, scheduled for October 9th, use of the Draycut toolkit by default instead of the InitRamFS tools package is planned. Since the development of the 25.10 release from mid-August is at the freezing stage, which does not allow the addition of new functionality, to switch to Draycut is given an exception. Currently, the InitRamFS-tools package has already been replaced by Draycut in meta packages. The transition to Draycut will solve problems such as use systemd in entryd, the lack of support for NVMe over Fabric, the abundance of code on shell intrad, the complexity of the tracking due to separate work with initrd and the rootfs. Selectel presented their Open Fix initiative, in which it will begin to pay enthusiasts monetary rewards for participating in the tasks related to the development and correction of errors in open software. The code of completed projects will be published under a permissive license, MIT, Apache, or BSD, with the preservation of the authors of the participants. The remuneration is not only for Debian, but Ubuntu as well. Quote, participants at their discretion can choose problems confirmed in error tracking systems Debian and Ubuntu Launchpad, then agree on the possibility of receiving a reward for correcting them with Selectel. End quote. The Apache Software Foundation introduced a new logo, changed the design of the Apache.org website, and announced the transition of the use of the ASF brand instead of the Apache Software Foundation. On the new logo, instead of the pen, used as a symbol of Apache projects since 1997, it depicts an oak leaf. The name of the legal entity, Apache Software Foundation, has not changed and is still used where it is required by law. In other cases, including documentation and references, ASF's acronym will now be used for visual identity. The fund's projects that have the word Apache and their names will continue to use existing names. Samba 4.23.0 is presented, which continued the development of the Samba 4 branch with the full implementation of the domain controller and Active Directory service, compatible with the implementation of Windows 2008 and able to serve all supported versions of Windows clients, including Windows 11. Samba 4 is a multifunctional server product, which also provides the implementation of the file server, the print service, and the identification server, WinBind. The release of the Q4 OS 6.1 distribution based on the Debian batch database and supplied with desktops KDE Plasma and Trinity, continuing the KDE 3.5.x code base, both user environments can coexist in the same system at the same time and the user can switch between them. The distribution is positioned as undemanding to hardware resources and offering classic design of the desktop. There are plans to build for the ARM64 architecture. The distro includes several of its own development applications, including Desktop Profiler, for quick installation of themes and save profiles with desktop status sections, Setup Utility to install third-party applications, Software Center for the installation of additional programs, Welcome Screen to simplify the initial configuration, Look Switcher to quickly switch the look, Scripts for installing alternative environments, LXQT, XF is provided to install the distribution in a separate Windows directory, which allows you to use the distribution in parallel with Windows without highlighting a separate disk partition for it. The GNOME project published the release of libadwaito 1.8 library, including a set of components for the style design of the user interface corresponding to the recommendations of GNOME Human Interface Guidelines. The library includes ready-made widgets and objects for building applications that match the overall GNOME style. The interface can adapt to the screens of any size. The library code is written in C and is distributed under the LGPL 2.1 Plus license. The library includes typical widgets covering various interface elements such as lists, panels, editing blocks, buttons, tabs, search forms, dialog boxes, etc. The proposed widgets allow you to create universal interfaces that operate organically both on major PC and laptop screens and on small smartphone touch screens. The application interface changes dynamically depending on the screen size and the input devices available. The library also includes a set of Adwaita styles that align the appearance with the GNOME recommendations without the need for manual adaptation. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.